How do you feel about the Oakland campus being sold?
I'm really against it. Why? Mainly because I just feel like there's so much history behind the Oakland, like this area and this campus and a lot of the buildings here on this campus, and it just feels weird and a little wrong knowing that they're just gonna like up and get rid of it, you know, because it's not gonna be here, from my understanding, once they move the school.
Trees are being saved in the carriage house.
I did know some of the trees were being saved, which I'm happy about, but I also know there's like, someone once told me there was like over 120 different plant species on this campus. You know, why? And there's just, the Oakland campus feels more, in my personal opinion, it feels more like an actual campus, like more like a school. Whereas I've never really thought the San Francisco campus looked like much of a school. Also, like there's so much more around here. Like you've got the Safeway right down there. You've got, you know, food places. You've got the apartments that are right behind the school. I feel like it's a lot more convenient for students than San Francisco is, but I'm pretty sad about it.
What sort of history do you know about the campus? I'm just wondering if you're like.
No, I mean, I can't think of anything at this time, but like my parents have told me a lot about the campus.
Yeah. Have they been here?
They didn't go to school here, but they've been to the campus and they know a lot about. My dad used to live in Berkeley.
How do you feel about, so you're talking about the move to SF, and do you believe that the community is different over there?
In terms of like CCA, like at
like
the school?
Like diverse community? Or like togetherness wise?
I mean, I don't spend a lot of time over at that campus. But in my experience, whenever I have been over there, I don't necessarily feel like it's more diverse. I feel like it's pretty, like, in terms of the school, I feel like you don't really see very many people. And like where it's located in San Francisco, I really don't feel like there's much diversity at all. I mean, like there's really not much of anything going on.
Like regionally?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess like, at least over there, you know, you have a lot of the galleries, which I guess is good in terms of like community for artists. And I know SF Made, which is like a program that's like trying to bring artists together, is over there in San Francisco, and it's pretty close to the campus from my understanding. So, you know, that I guess that's a plus, because I guess in Oakland you don't necessarily have all of that kind of like artist space, but I feel like, but I do feel like, where the school is located, event-wise, and, like, things happening-wise, community-wise, like, there's a lot more going on, like, close to campus that's accessible to all students.
Yeah, do you think, so you say that it's less, like, visually diverse, I guess, over in SF. How do you feel CCA does with upholding, like, having diversity clubs, like, organizations like the CCA? Do you think that CCA has more, like, diversity events? Like, do you think they should have more? Or do you think they represent it at all, like, event-wise or organization-wise?
Well, I definitely think there could be more. I mean, I feel like there is no real community networking when it comes to CCA. Like, you don't hear a lot about these clubs. Like, SCC, I had no idea that even existed until this semester.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I really wish that there was a way that CCA promoted it, because I feel like there might be. But CCA doesn't promote it, and, you know, the students here are always so busy, you know, it's like, it's hard to know. And so I do think that if there was a way to advertise it, there could be a lot more diversity and, like, community and clubs, like, going on at the school. in terms of like if they support it. I mean, yes, but I feel like they could be doing more, like a lot more. I don't know. I think a lot more could be done, especially since they talk about how diverse, you know, CCA is. But, you know, I don't necessarily know how much that is seen from the public eye, if that makes sense.
Yeah. What made you want to come to CCA? If you mind sharing.
No, I'm just chuckling because, well, my parents really pushed me to go here. When I was fresh out of high school, I came and toured the campus, and I'm a transfer student now, yes. 2015.
And you visited the campus before that?
Yeah, I visited the campus in 2012.
Okay.
So in 2012, I came and visited, and I just really wasn't feeling it. Like, I just wasn't interested at all. I mean, there's a lot going on in my family at the time, and
not particularly against the campus.
No, well, and you know, my parents had really like pushed the idea of being a psychologist, and I think back then I had this mindset of if I became an artist, I wasn't gonna make money, so what was the point? Type of thing. I thought that. Like, my parents were really supportive. Like, they really wanted me to go.
So you were skeptic?
I was a skeptic, yeah. And then I went to San Francisco State for a semester, dropped out. And yeah, for psychology.
Oh, okay.
And dropped out and then went to community college. And I just got to the point where I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I was like, yeah, I just do art all the time. And my parents were like, maybe you should, you know, go back and check out CCA another time. And I decided to come here.
Did your love for the campus come before or after you came?
I think it mainly came while I was here, but there was something about the campus that I definitely loved when I first saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because I think just I like how green it is, and it just is really open, and it feels really welcoming, whereas like I feel like the San Francisco campus feels very like closed off, and I don't feel that sort of welcoming kind of vibe from that campus.
So you said you didn't know much of the history of CCA, and CCA has a pretty diverse history. Meaning, and because I know that we had like Black studies starting here in the 60s,
mm-hmm.
So like a lot of diversity studies started here, especially during the civil rights movement. Like, do you wish you knew more history like that?
Yeah,
about
absolutely.
CCA?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You think it's important?
I do think I think it's very important, mm-hmm. to be honest. I think it's important for everyone to kind of know the history behind.
Yeah.
You know, where they're going.
Because I didn't know until, like, this.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know. I mean, I don't really feel like they don't try to teach you much about it. I mean, you're taking this class, which is great, but I don't know. I just feel like that's kind of important. I feel like most other schools kind of try to talk about the history of...
Yeah, especially because we're, like, next to Berkeley, and they're like...
Oh, yeah. That's very true.
And, yeah, like, did you know that Black Studies was started here in, like, early 60s? And the guy that started the program is named Michael Wright, and he started it as, like, a sophomore in college.
I know.
And he also had to, like, crowdfund.
Damn.
Because they were not fully supporting the program, so a lot of it was just him looking for sponsors.
That's...
During the 60s, as a Black man.
That's really disappointing to hear.
Yeah. Which is crazy. And I wish, like, it's kind of mind-blowing, but, yeah.
It's something that should be known,
mm-hmm.
you know? Especially because they advertise, like, diversity.
Mm-hmm.
Come, everyone is welcome, and yet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I won't do that question yet. 1 to 10. How is your student experience at CCA as a person of color?
Oh, as a person of color. Oh, geez.
What exactly is your ethnicity?
Mine?
Yeah.
If you mind me asking. French?
Mm-hmm. What? Do you know French?
Like, a little bit.
A little bit?
A little bit.
Okay, sorry. I think I like
that. I know how to ask to go to the bathroom. Who's your male toilet? Anyway.
I'm so American.
I forget what question you're asking.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how is your student experience here on the Oakland campus?
Well, I've gone through a lot of this school.
Mm-hmm. If you're to choose a number.
Like 5.5.
9.5? So pretty good?
No, 5.5.
Five and a half. That's very different from mine.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like, especially as a transfer student, like I feel like people coming in as freshmen probably have a very different experience. But I feel like, I personally feel like transfer students aren't necessarily they don't get the same kind of exposure and treatment as freshmen do. Like, you know, it's like, they don't really tell us about like, oh, sophomore summit or, oh, freshmen, you know, they got all these things going on. And they just, as transfer students, they just kind of throw us in there and we don't get to really know about what's going on in the campus. It's all about like figuring out on our own. So I do feel like as a student here, I've missed out.
How important is it to you to see women of color in faculty and in the CCA community and kind of like the industry or the field of work you want to go into?
I think it's very important because, you know,
you can sit. You want to sit?
I have pain on my butt.
Okay. On a stool?
I guess I could sit on a stool. I think it's very important because, you know, you're setting, like, as a school, you're setting an example for young, aspiring artists. And if you have artists of color who are not seeing, you know, artists of color teaching classes or being talked about who are in the industry, it's not really a very good, like, it doesn't really do much for that student of color. Like, what kind of hope does that give them? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how do you feel about a lot of the faculty at CCA being white and male?
No.
Do you agree with that statement?
Do I agree that that's true?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
I don't necessarily like it very much. Again, I just don't feel like it does much for students here, especially people of color. Or just, like, also women. Like, you know, I remember my first semester here, I was taking drawing for animation class by a teacher who I will not name. And he was very, very sexist, like incredibly sexist. He was constantly telling all the women in the class that women didn't belong in the animation department because they weren't as good as men. Mm-hmm. And just constantly, you know, making fun of women and praising all the guys in the class and giving the women a harder time. And I feel like he also made some racist remarks too, or just like any like student who was like from another country or anything like that. Like, he kind of treated them like, you know, what's a good word? Like,
unfairly.
Yeah, and he kind of like, and then I'm gonna like quote unquote like tried to dumb things down. In that sense, like, he'd try to like talk slower or just be like, or just give up on them.
Microaggression.
Yeah. and so, I mean, that's a whole other story, but I think not having people of color and people of different cultures, and especially having women, it just doesn't set a very, I guess,
good example for aspiring artists. They just, it's, they don't have really any idols to look up to.
They can relate to. With that kind of faculty, do you think it waters down your ideas if you, like, yeah, do you think it just, with having those kind of teachers, do you think your ideas are kind of shifted to take, so they're interested in it and they like it?
For me specifically, I feel like I really push against that, and I feel like I always have, because I'm really stubborn, and if I want to do something, I'm going to do it. But I have gotten into arguments with teachers about that. Like, they want me to do something else. But, you know, it's like, this is what I want to do, and as the artist, I should be able to do what I want, so I'm going to do it. But I would imagine for other students especially, you know, like, I think I have kind of an advantage of going in older, because I'm 24. You know, because I've had more time to experience different, you know, conflicts and issues, whereas, like, let's say a younger student, like a freshman who's just out of high school, so that's 18, 19, I could see them throwing away what they want to do just so that they can get through the class and doing what someone else wants them to do, which I don't think is fair, because I don't necessarily see how that's really teaching you to be an artist, and I don't really know how what you're learning from that, other than you're supposed to let people step on you, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. Do you think that, so when choosing a school, was diversity like a key element that you, like, that was a reason why you came here? Do you think it, I mean, is that like an important thing for you to look for when, you know, choosing a college?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think it's kind of a complicated question for me because, you know, I was adopted into a white family, and I lived in a very white town my entire life until senior year of high school, and then I moved to Sacramento, where it was, like, completely different, completely, like, you know, diverse and all this stuff, and, like, I do think it did have a big role in it, but it wasn't something I was necessarily really thinking about. You know, it's just something that I saw, and I was like, I like that. But I think it was definitely more so my parents that pointed that out, because they've always been really, it's always been really important for them to have me be in a diverse area, since I'm a person of color, since I'm biracial. But, I mean, it was probably a subconscious thing that I noticed that I was attracted to.
Do you how much do you value putting your culture / heritage into your artwork? Like, do you find that really important, or no, not quite?
I think for me specifically, no, because I don't really feel like, you know, it's like I don't really know much from my biological side. And so I don't really know what their culture is, but, like, I feel like my family doesn't really have much of a, like, a specific culture that they follow, aside from, like...
Do you wish that you were? Or no?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting, because I think people assume that I do, since I am a person of color, that they just assume, but, you know, it's like, I was raised with Christmas and Thanksgiving, and that was kind of it. I mean, my grandmother was super religious, and tried very hard to get me to be religious too, but it wasn't my thing. But I don't know. I think it's important for a lot of people, though. I have noticed that in the school, and I think that's great.
Yeah. Do you think it's important for that kind of racial representation in the art industry?
Yes.
For, like, artists to be, like, pushing that more?
Absolutely. I 100% believe that we need to be representing people of color way more in art.
Yeah.
And in movies and in books, and the list goes on. Because, again, like, who, you know, what are children going to, who are children going to look up to? You know, children of color, who are they? They're just, all they have are these white figures, you know, inspiration or idols to look up to, but I think it's hard for them to feel like they have anything in common.
Yeah.
Or if that they can be that person or be like that person because, you know, the color of our skin or, you know, whatever else. But so I do think it's important because I know when I first started doing art, you know, I drew everyone as white, including myself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And as I got older and came to the school, like, it was very important for me to make almost every single one of the characters that I have be a person of color.
Mm-hmm. Do you think CCA advocated that for you?
No, not at all. I don't think so. Well,
I mean, not necessarily like through the teachers, but through the environment.
Through the environment, yes. And if I had to think of one teacher who I feel like did push it, I believe Trinidad. Is that
her? Yeah, Trinidad.
Yeah. Like she really pushed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate her for that a lot. I think her class alone kind of made me rethink things a little mm-hmm. bit in terms of like my own work.
Do you think there's many classes like Trinidad's? Like diversity wise, awareness? Because I know like she does spread a lot of awareness through her class. Do you wish that there were more classes like that?
I think that there should be more classes like that mm-hmm. because her class really, really opens up a lot of issues that are going on. Talks about a lot of things that I think for a school that talks so highly about them being diverse should talk more about.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've taken one other class that I feel like really talked about diversity, which was the class was called, Girl Culture, I believe that's what it was mm-hmm. called. And we talked a lot about diversity in that class. Specifically in like readings and like when it comes to certain things that are really like gender conforming and
mm-hmm.
like we talked about all sorts of things. But I do think her that Girl Culture class was also a really good class.
Yeah.
I think her name was Melinda.
Mm-hmm.
Melinda De Jesus. I don't think she works here currently, but she was a really good teacher as well. That was really, really all about diversity.
One last question. Doing great. Did you know about the diverse history or the many women of color artists and faculty that came through CCA?
No.
Like, do you know any, like, alumni?
I mean, I can't think of any names at the moment. And I don't feel like they talk about, like, teachers talk about that much.
Yeah. Do you wish that CCA was kind of putting those kind of artists at the forefront when advertising the school? Or promoting them more?
I think they should promote them more. I mean, you know, and putting them at the forefront, of course, as long as, you know, they get consent. Because mm-hmm. I know there's that whole thing going around with the posters.
Yes. And SF, I did.
Yes, yeah. And how they did not get her consent. And she doesn't even go here because...
Financial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that's a whole other story mm-hmm. in its own, but it says a lot about what you're talking about. So I think... with the consent of the people, I think it's very important to talk more about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like you're giving kind of like a false outlook on the school if you're not.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Do you wish that CCA talked about their alumni more or had more alumni events? So
yeah, definitely.
Students could possibly like look up to those artists.
I definitely think so. I think that's really important. I think it's important for us to see, you know,
what could be
what mm-hmm. you can get coming out of the school, because I don't feel like they talk about that at all. You know, I feel like the animation department kind of sort of brings it up
mm-hmm.
you know, like they just had Kiana doing a lecture here,
wasn't able to go, but yeah.
Which is great, you know,
yeah,
because she's a person of color and mm-hmm. she's incredibly mm-hmm. successful.
Yeah,
my goodness. So I think having more stuff like that would be amazing, because I think it would really inspire people to work harder. And because they would be like, okay, yeah, I can do this. Like, there's a chance for me to work for Disney. There's a chance for me to work for Pixar. There's a chance for me to...
Yeah, do you think that CCA isn't as... Do you think they motivate their students enough?
Mm-hmm.
Or, like...
I wouldn't say they necessarily motivate students. I think they kind of, like, pound them into the ground. if I'm going to be, like, completely honest. You know, like... It's just all about work. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I get, you know, it's like when we come out of here, it's about work. But I think, you know, you're at school to learn, mm-hmm. you know. And if you're going to just pound students into the ground till they can't do anything, they're not going to learn because they're not going to want to. They're going to be too tired.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to be like, screw this, I don't want to do it. you know? So I think that answers your question.
Okay, one more.
Okay.
Sorry. If you were to go back in time and visit yourself in middle school or high school and to give yourself, or what would you tell them?
Oh, boy.
Well, like art-wise.
Oh, art-wise. I'd tell them a lot of things. art-wise. You know, I would tell them to just do what they love. If they want to go to art school, you know, don't worry about whether or not you're going to make money or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about that. It's about what you love doing, you know? It's better to have a job that you love than have a job that you're miserable in, but make a lot of money, because money doesn't buy happiness. And I would tell them to, like, really stick to what they want to do going into art school. Like, don't let people tell you what you can do and what you can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just really, really focus on what you want to do and what you're wanting, like, your portfolio to look like when you come out, or just what you're really wanting to get out of it, instead of, like, trying to always please other people around you.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask one more?
Yes.
Do you think that CCA is capable of making or providing a more diverse community and sticking to their mission statement?
I think if they put the effort into it, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
You think it's reversible?
I think so, but they need to want to do it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how much they want to actually do it.
Okay.
I think right now they're just so
caught up in
the move. Mm-hmm. Just and they're forgetting about everything else. Like everything else that keeps them as a school, like the students and the people who work here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're kind of losing that side of things, which I think in the end is going to hurt them, but I do think it's reversible. They just need to want to do it. But I do think maybe potentially with the help of faculty and students kind of asking for that too, mm-hmm. might really help.